Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will consider the many challenges to the Weimar government which existed from right-wing groups between 1919 and 1923. There were a variety of right-wing and nationalist groups that played a violent role in challenging the new Weimar government. The first of these revolts came in March 1920 with the so-called Kapp Putsch, a putsch being a revolt led by a small group of powerful people. This was led by a man called Wolfgang Kapp. Kapp was the leader of the Fatherland Party, and he worked with a variety of other people that had complaints about Weimar to try and remove the government. In February 1920, the German government started to reduce the size of the army to allow them to comply with the Treaty of Versailles. Two brigades of Freikorps were told to disband, but they refused. And as a result, their leader, General Walther von Luttwitz, worked with Kapp to try to overthrow the government. In March 1920, 12,000 Freikorps members marched to Berlin, and the army, led by General Hans von Sicht, refused to stop them. The Weimar government as a result left Berlin and a Kapp government was declared. However, most Berliners did not back this, and the left organised a general strike in Berlin against the putsch. The lack of support from Kapp, even from amongst bankers and the civil servants, meant that the government could not function, especially given the effects of the general strike. And as a result, the Kapp government collapsed and Ebert was returned to power. However, no action was taken to punish army leaders, as Ebert needed their ongoing support to stop the possibility of communist revolt. Politicians in Weimar were also faced with the threat of assassination. In 1921, a secret right-wing nationalist group called the Organisation Consul was set up by members of a disbanded Freikorps brigade, led by Hermann Erhardt. They aimed also to overthrow the Weimar government. Between 1919 and 1922, at least 354 people were murdered and many others were attacked, much of this carried out by the Organisation Consul. They were sometimes given help by members of the police and the army. And in June 1922, the former Chancellor Philipp Scheidemann, who had resigned over his refusal to sign the Treaty of Versailles, had acid thrown in his eyes. The most prominent murders, though, took place on Walther Rathenau and Matthias Erzberger. Rathenau, who was killed in June 1922, was a Weimar foreign minister and a prominent Jew. Erzberger, who was killed in August 1921, was a finance minister and he was also a member of the Catholic Centre Party. Both men were shot with machine guns. There was general outrage about these assassinations, although they also made many Germans worry that the Weimar government was unstable and could not guarantee their security. The Organisation Consul would eventually change its name to the Viking Bund and then become part of the Nazi group, the SA. Another prominent right-wing challenge to Weimar took place in November 1923 with the Munich Putsch, led by Adolf Hitler. 1923 had been a year of financial crisis for Weimar because of the hyperinflation, and all across Germany, left-wing and right-wing groups plotted to restore order by taking control themselves. In 1923, the Nazi Party were still a small group, but they were growing in influence. Hitler's party were violent, and they often used the SA to attack other political groups. Hitler plotted with two nationalist politicians, Otto von Lossow and Gustav von Kahr, to start a revolution. This group, who were working with World War I General Erich Ludendorff, plotted to march to Munich and take control of the city, but Lossow and Kahr changed their minds. Angered by this, Hitler led a group of the SA to the Munich Beer Hall on the 8th of November 1923, where Lossow and Kahr were holding a meeting. At gunpoint, Hitler forced Lossow and Kahr to support his rebellion, and he then marched to the centre of Munich. President Ebert declared a state of emergency, and the army and police exchanged gunfire with the Nazis. Eventually, the revolt failed, and Hitler and other leaders were arrested. Hitler, Ludendorff and others were put on trial for treason, which would ultimately potentially carry the death penalty. However, although he was found guilty, Hitler was only given 5 years in prison, which was the lightest possible sentence, and in fact he would only spend a few months in jail. The trial's publicity were massively beneficial to the Nazis, and they helped the Nazis become Bavaria's third biggest party in the 1924 elections. Like the left-wing revolts which took place, ultimately the right-wing coups also failed and the Weimar government survived. However, the army's refusal to stop the Kapp Putsch and Hitler's lenient treatment showed that the German elite did not back the Weimar government, and this encouraged further changes. It also showed that left-wing revolts would be treated much more harshly than those backing the right.